Armadoxy for today, the baptism. We have arrived at the Theophany. Advent has prepared us to accept the great news. Christ is born and revealed. Christos Zanaviev Hainetsov. More than a Christmas celebration, we now understand that this is a revelation of God to the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, says Scripture, John chapter 3, verse 16. Most of us have learned it by heart, but following the Advent and the Advent journey, I trust that these words resonate deep in your spiritual consciousness. It is not by accident that we haven't spoken about the virgin birth, the obedience of Joseph, the visit of the Magi, or the shepherd's vigil until now. Today, we move to the baptism of Jesus, which is recorded by all the evangelists in their Gospels. It was after his baptism that Jesus began his ministry. In a very real sense, his baptism was the birth of his ministry. It was immediately after his baptism that Jesus went into seclusion and began the period of his life, which we read about in the Gospels. According to St. Matthew, we find Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and now you are coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. And when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." At this one moment in history, God is revealed as the Holy Trinity. The Son of God stands next to John the Baptist in the River Jordan. The Holy Spirit of God descends on Jesus in a dove-like manner, and the voice of God the Father is heard. The Holy Trinity is revealed at this one moment in history. Hence, the name of the feast is Theophany, the revelation of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Armenian word for this feast is Astvaza Haydnutyun, which literally translates to the revelation of God. In the Armenian Church, the Feast of Theophany encompasses all of the events in the life of our Lord Jesus, from his birth to his baptism. At the conclusion of the Divine Liturgy, water is blessed to symbolize the baptism of Jesus. Into the water is poured holy muron, that is chrism or holy oil, which is made up of the essence of 40 different flowers indigenous to the Araratian Plateau in Armenia. It is blessed every 7 years by the head of the Armenian Church, who is referred to as the Catholicos or the chief bishop. During the blessing of Miron, some of the previous batch is poured into the new batch. Technically, there are molecules in the Miron from the time of Christ. This is the strength of the apostolic community of the Armenian Church. Today is a new beginning. It is a new day of celebration. In modern terms, you could think of it as a hard reset on life. It is like hitting the reset button on your device, and it returns back to its original form. Now that you have arrived at Theophany, after an intense period of Advent, I invite you to follow along the daily podcasts, Armadoxy for Today, where we will explore the intricacies of the Armenian Church and her faith. You'll learn where do the Christmas narratives of shepherds, wise men, and stars fit into our faith. What is the mystical and magical quality of Holy Miron? And what is the strength of the Holy Divine Liturgy that is repeated every week? Mostly, Armadoxy for Today will connect the dots between the relationships, aspects of our lives, with the beauty of the kingdom and the love of God and his kindness for each of us. I look forward to having you join us. As for the prayer on this very special day, I'd like to share with you a hymn of the Armenian Church dedicated to the Holy Mother of God, the hymn of the Synaxis. It is celebrated by the Luis Vocal Quintet. I am sure you will be swept away with the beautiful and meditative voices that come from this quintet. God bless you, and may the love and peace of the Christ Child be with you and yours always. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.